Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you, you're listening to Archibald Red, Cosmic Philosopher, and the real book. If you don't need to miss it, don't miss it, because it's good stuff. Not going to regret. All right. Now, the title that I have here, a little late, as usual, these days I'm coming behind time. However, I was not wasting my time. White Roman existence began 509 BC, coup of the king, or of a king, right? That's Tarquinius. And sodomy culture, litany names. That's what we have with the Roman Republic. Right? They began to be white Romans on this date when they overthrew the king. Right? It's all something published, but since nobody not talking about it, well, nobody in a faith in mind, but that's what the world should be educated about, right? Now, so it goes on to say in the little synopsis now that White Romans' existence began 509 BC, coup of the king, sodomite by the sodomite culture, litany name. Because they operate by fraud always. The Western Wall, Wailing Wall, often shortened to the Kotel or Kosel, known in Islam as the Barak Wall, is an ancient limestone wall in the old city of Jerusalem. It is a relatively small segment of a far long ancient retaining wall, known also in its entirety as the Western Wall. The siege of Jerusalem in the year 70 CE was the decisive event of the first Jewish-Roman War. To draw your attention to this portion of this line I'm reading here. When it is talking about the siege of Jerusalem, we're talking about going back 2,000 years ago. Right? Just about. And they're telling you that in the time of the AD calendar, of these sodomites of make up an AD and a Damani calendar with two sodomite characters of Gregory and Jesus Christ. Now, which one of them did exist? For sure, if anybody named Gregory, I don't know if this was a real character. I know that Jesus was not a real character, because if Jesus should happens to be represented in any way as real, it would be a black man, because that's what the history gives us. Something happened, but these sodomites not writing what happened, they're writing something else. So now that's why they bring a white man today in the Bible as Jesus. Why they didn't put the black man in the Bible? But they are uncivilized. And if they're doing something, they don't care that they mislead people to think that they don't think that you're going to read and find out no day at all. They're so uncivilized. Just like when everything they steal from the black people, you can find them there. Go back, 2,000 years. They don't move because they don't think they should hide. Criminals, you see what I mean? Well, read and find out how far these people are coming from uncivilized. And you will find out the reason why they do what they do. They think that they are so, inspired and they can do anything. No, because they're stupid. That's why. They don't know what government is. They don't know what, civilized society is. They don't know what that is. They're trying to know. They're trying to understand. They're trying to adjust themselves. You don't know that? All right. We'll see what they're writing here right now. You're going to notice a big blunder that they create. When they talk about the Jerusalem and stuff like that, it's black people they're talking about. Abraham's children. You don't know that? All right. Know that. When they talk about the siege of Jerusalem, They're not talking about a seed. They're not talking about seeds of white people. That's not what they're talking about. So you could call it seeds, a mixture of Chinese, Indian, Hispanic, Arabs, and so forth. You can say that because that's the civilization, African civilization. But not white people are totally nomads, nomads that just try to progress themselves into a little knowledge of civilized knowledge. And they are the ones that are unseating the African people. Both the Chinese, they go after all of the African people there. That form a civilization, right? And they are now trying to intermingle themselves by writing false history and stuff like that to make this generation that is coming up to think that white people are civilized. Because they're talking about their civilization and all that. And listen, it's a very, very disheartening stuff that the Chinese and Indian and all of the African, civilization allow these sodomites to do these kind of stuff. Okay? Instead of say, look, go back indigenous place of origin. Go back there. Don't come out here. It's so many of us and will not stand up and tell them to go back. These guys are brash and fierce and oh my gosh. There is the word for them to keep on forgetting. They are narcissistic. They're narcissistic. They don't have no soul. See what I mean? Mm-mm. They don't have any soul. And that's the reason why the world is stumbling like this, because they are not sympathetic to when people are suffering. Mm-mm. Narcissists. A narcissist. Listen. Yes. So I'm telling you now, among the many things that these people thought that don't make absolutely no sense whatsoever, but they do it. And black people let them get away with it. How could they call black people 2,000 years ago Jews? And see, right here, you catch them. And if you never noticed it before, notice it now. Because they're talking about the seeds of Jerusalem. And you know what Jerusalem is in the Bible. That's the place that represents Jesus Christ was born and salvation come towards men. That's where we get Christmas from, right? Well, this is all tied up into the lie that they're talking about black people. Because they are not belonging to civilization of Africa. They are people who catch up in from the Homo erectus into Europe. And now they are presenting themselves like, no, that's not where they come from. They don't have any history, so you can read about them or not like that. They only want to clear their seas with their imperial colonialism. And we so stupid to make them get away with it. At least up till now, they've been getting away with it. Right? But see here that these people are lying like, as mad shag can be, they're lying. They're calling black people Jewish 2,000 years ago. And it's the place of Palestilia. Because they change up the name and do all kinds. These people are bad. These people are no good. Are no good. They're taking away stuff from the black people. And this is the kind of stuff they do to take it away from them. Look, seeds Jerusalem. Who sees it? These white people. who and how they get to be doing this. We're talking about 66 AD, and they fight a war for 4 years, and which is 70 AD, but they win the war. But how long they've been there? A whole bunch of years. They're there hunting years, like about 60 or so years before they actually defeat the black people. And the black people have a bitter experience from that point until now. I mean, thousands upon thousands of them rounded up in Portugal and killed in 2 days' time. No, in 3 days' time, about 2,000 of black people got killed in Portugal. Right? Simple, because they didn't prove to be faithful Christians. And not all of them either. But once the way, they rounded up 2,000 of them and killed them in 3 days' time. Listen, black people don't know what you're up against, and why, as these people get a little and little more civilized, they're kind of torn down, right? Because they envy civility, but they do all of those things to get themselves in the position that they're in right now. But come on, if they can prevail being who they are, how much can we prevail with greater knowledge? That's what we must have, an exercise. Okay? They get by purely because we allow them to use their weapon on us. Because we don't have the truth to tell them. We don't have the power to chase them away. You see what I mean? You can't live without people believing you. And they tell people a whole bunch of lies, and they use the lies and use their weapon. And then they bring black people to, you know, to start seeing things different. That's what they do. It would not have happened if we did not step out of the way for them to talk nonsense to us. Now, if we didn't have knowledge and do the right thing, we would have all the help that we need from our Creator. But we disband our Creator. So our Creator leave us for them to destroy us, because we walk away from the truth, the historic truth. And these guys find out now, they need to do a lot of things to keep us faithful to them. And that is write a Bible. When they are in Palestine, that's when they write the Bible. Okay? And you may not know that, but that's what it is. And there are a lot of people to convince you to the contrary. I read it. I give you all the number right now. Call me and just tell people that may tell lies. All right? I would love that. 347-850-1358. I'd wish somebody to call in and just prove it, you know, and tell the world that I'm just lying. All right? Do that. I mean, you call me right now. Look, you know what? I mean, I see a hand just pop up here. I hope, you know, right then and stop talk what I'm saying, right? Because I would like to hear what somebody's going to come here and say. Make sure you have the knowledge to teach us, to subdue me, because I'm going to listen to you. You know, whatever. I realize that, you know, it's just a joke somebody's making. I'm done with that. We're done with that. I want the real stuff. And if you're talking and making sense, you think I'm going to like to try to mute you or anything like that? No, I wouldn't do that. I definitely wouldn't do that. I would take the fall. I would definitely take the fall. Now, my friends, I know I'm talking the truth. And I know that these white people don't want me to talk the truth. Right? Because it is a devoted search that I have been in while I come to know what I am saying. And dare anybody to prove that I'm wrong concerning the fabric of what I discovered. I'm reading this to you, that they They said the black people were Jews, and they even said Jesus were Jews. Black people. All right. Today, who are Jews today? These people that said they won the world and black people are nobody. They are the Jews. They did say black people were Semitic back then, back 2,000 years ago. Who are Semitic people today? Them. What do you hear that talk about anti-Semitic? White people are anti-Semitic now. White people are Jews. So on the record, every record, he's saying, they called us Jews. And all this name that they are calling us, my understanding is, it's not from 2,000 years ago they begin to call us these names and say we were Jews. It's after the fact. Down the road, you know, over the past 2 centuries, they make these things up and give it to us today and spread it all over the place. And we think it's history we're reading. It's not no history. They make her Leonard Woolley. Sir Leonard Woolley, in James Fox's book, Whose Land? The people Yes. Whose Land? The history of the people is not a joke. It is not a joke, my friend. That's what they do. Also talk about the wise men follow a star. All that's a lie too. Right? If you read Matthew 2, read it good. Don't believe it while you're reading it, because you will not see the lie if you believe what you're reading already. You have to read it like a scholar. None of those things are true. The whole ocean of stuff in the Bible is not true. Pertaining to God and Jesus make the world by their foreknowledge. Think that God make Adam and Eve holy and perfect. That's not true. Because Jesus was ordained before the foundation of the world in the Bible. Before Adam and Eve were created. So you have to read the Bible real good to really understand what he's saying. But we go into church on the basis of belief. Our parents believe it, and we associate with belief. So we don't get to, when we eventually get around to reading these things, we believe it already, and we just see in there some part look like what we're familiar with, and we just go on believing everything. You see what I mean? All right. So we are messed up here. All right. What I'm trying to tell you is that they call black people Jewish. Right? And when they talk about the first Romans War, 70, let's talk about the siege of Jerusalem in the year 70 CE was the decisive event of the first Jewish-Roman war. Now, who are the Romans here in 70 AD? I'm showing you these white people call themselves Romans in 509 BC. And it's the king they stole the military from and St. Petersburg compound. It is African king compound. So when you see them now come on down here and say they're fighting with Jews and Romans war, they are identifying themselves as the criminals who steal the military and overthrow the king and steal the military. They are identifying themselves by calling themselves Romans because the king was Etruscan Roman king. White people are not Romans, but they began to camouflage themselves and call themselves Romans from that day on. You got to get to know this thing. Otherwise, you know, you cannot do anything for yourself that you should do. it's not making the right move. And you have to just live by belief when you don't know the truth. All right. So now they go on. The Roman army captured the city of Jerusalem and destroyed both the city and its temple. Our temple, the Romans destroyed. King Solomon, King David's temple. Now, if they were black Romans, they wouldn't be attacking the black people in Palestine. Huh? No, they wouldn't. But history tell you that the Roman that they overthrew in 509 BC was the last final Roman king to rule in Rome, Italy. When these guys come here now, who overthrow him and calling identify themselves in the overthrow of Palestine, the black people. They are identifying themselves. They're such an idiot that they don't realize that they're incriminating themselves, calling themselves Romans. You see that? And again, see? So them call themselves Romans, and the same Jewish name that they are telling now, they fought. Today, they inherit that name. Because, black people around are officially branded Jews. No! You may hear some little straightway black people are calling themselves Jews because they must have read that in the Bible and just call themselves Jews. But these people take away Jewish name from the black people. Show you, it wasn't what they were calling black people back then. Otherwise, there would be still black people today who have ancestors and have something to show that they are the same dudes from back then. And that it is certified that they were Jews. No, we don't have a certification for that. None whatsoever. So these people write these things down in the centuries coming along, right? And now confuse people to no end. So this is what I'm trying to show you. It's going on here, and these people have us being confused. Look again. The first Jewish-Roman war. They are repeating this sin-sick nonsense that they are writing. The first Jewish-Roman war began in the year 66 CE, originating in the Greek and Jewish religious tension. Who are Greek? What are they bringing in Greek for? Because Greek are black people, and they begin to call themselves Greek too. And everything, every robe that black people wear as a character, these white sodomites put it on. Okay? Really? And they make up some of them. Okay? But they know if black people don't experience anything, them can't put it on. You see? So them have to get something from the black people to be good. But yet still they behave like they don't get nothing from you. That's the way these savage sodomites are. No wonder they fuck ass. You see? Because they're not civilized, but they want to take over all the rule of the world. Come on, man. Black people must know that gun and all those things don't transfer any bequeath that anybody has. Kill somebody and take away what they have, that's a criminal act. That's what these sodomites are doing. They don't join with no civilized government. Proof in history. All they do is use what they make up like it is government and get you to believe it and kill you and nothing come of you. You see? They use the police to kill you. They use anybody to kill you. You see? Because they will never, rarely ever get no prosecution. But some may slip through the cracks. You see? Because they can't just behave like the whole thing a foolishness they do. So some are going to suffer because they won't be able to. So you are going to be a fall guy. when you fall into that crack. I am saying to you, what we are doing here today, my friend, we are wasting time with our brain. Really? Wasting time. Because these people are fucking idiots. They like fuck ass are two women up on each other like they're humping each other. They buy false penis and all and kind of talk about they're fucking each other. Look, we must get out of this nonsense. Black people must come out of this nonsense. People going all over where we live and pick us out and talk about these fears. And go to church. So, this is it's too senseless. Too senseless. So now, see what them do now. They call themselves Roman. It's a name that they thief from black people. They call themselves Jews now. And Semitic people now. They all steal these stuff from black people. One way or another. Either them set you up and then put you down with a name. When they put you down, you lose that name. Because them have so-called law that change everything. Right? Just like how they change with calendar and say, you know, we are under AD, under the calendar. The calendar where they make is what them say that control every bureaucratic issue in your life. Them use this calendar to control you. Contracts, marriage license, with a marriage license, and your birth days and all like that. But your business, if you have land and all of land, or anything, any asset, these people are using this fucking no sense. AD and a diamond if you control it. You see, all your life is tangled up into their fucking nonsense. And there is kingship that can't overrule. It's in the world history textbook. They don't have nothing in the world history textbook that authorize them to do it. Where them have authorize them is their own fucking, nasty brain that they have. Talk about they have democracy and all that kind of stuff. You think democracy is something that is a governmental jurisdiction or stuff? No. They get it out of their fucking ass inspiration. That's where those things come from. You see what I mean? And curse are what they are doing, and they are under the curse right now. We have our own curse we're living out, but we take, take our time to understand the right thing, and gradually we'll be able to get out of this nonsense. And we will come to our senses. These people will come to their senses and go back where they come from. Because we don't want them in none of our territory. They come here and talk about there are billionaires there, all this kind of stuff. It's African wealth. And they don't care about what they take away from us. They don't care. They kick us in our head. They blow our brains out. And say, dear God, tell them to do it. It's just awful. And they say here, when I come and talk about them, agree. Greek. These people didn't have no language. They come and talk about them, agree. So everything we have, to take it, man, and go like they're original people. No, it must stop. Got to stop. Rome added to this collection to include both Greek gods. You hear this? Is it to take on the character of real gods? They must take it on. And somehow they're going to twist and bad mouth the gods too. You see, because they want ultimate recognition and power. And that these sodomites are doing. As well as a number of foreign cults. These people take you where you don't know what they're talking about because they're honest fucking people. And you see them in America now That's all America. You are going to be. No, they're coming to wipe out African people and keep this country. That's what they want. That's why they write the Bible and talk about, substitution God and Adam and Eve in a garden, because it's only substitute for the real history of people, of civilized people. Now, the Romans, Latin, Romani, classical Greek, I'm a dance now. Talking all these old bunch of dry shit stuff. You see, it's for us to read and know what these people are doing with the black people's civilization. You see, they are destroying our civilization. The state that black people are in today, it is because they have destroyed our civilization. Because in America, you don't, unless you have work money and have a lot of money, will you have nice things. Because they limit. And as you can see, they don't regard black people at all. Not if you vote, because they are the highest. No, they are the shit bag. Okay? They are the shit all. It's not us. They fucking shit all, not us. But that's where they are in control of us. And our brain is dead. Now, watch this. So the mix up now, they're calling themselves by our whatever character they assign to us now. So everybody know them as these Romans, know them Romani, as classical Greeks, and Romanioi. Were a cultural group. You hear that? They make themselves a culture now. Sodomite culture, you can call yourself. It's not any of these African assumed names. Seriously referred to ethnicity. And then tell them about, these nasty faggots. Really? Talking about themselves. That in classical antiquity, Sodomite, like all these gay names from the 2nd century BC to the 5th century AD, why they don't have an existence from way back before the gods came to earth? Why they don't have an issue from back there that they were civilized and have civilization? If you read between the lines, you will see what I'm saying, that these people had no civilization whatsoever. Go and research Europe and see where they're coming from. Since when they have anything civilized? See, these people are playing with our heads. It's a good thing I learned to read much better than 4th grade level, that I would get to digest these kind of stuff. When I see something double crossing and conflicting, and confusing and stuff like that, I read it good and make sure I understand what's going on. Understand the timeline and when they're overlapping themselves and stuff like that. Now, start talking about AD and Adamani. So you only talk about BC, right? Because you don't know what BC means. And AD and Adamani, you hardly know what it means, right? And we are living adjusted to these nonsense. But, the gods bless my day when they really teach me how to read and understand. So otherwise, I would still be clapping my hand and thanking Jesus for dying for my sins. AD came to rule large parts of Europe. You hear? When I'm telling you that AD is illegal for African territories, they are telling you now who they are, that they have all these fake names, and that they are antiquity from the beginning, 2nd century BC. You hear that? Why? Why these people in Europe only have nationality and ethnicity since BC 2000. Wait a minute. Century. Yes. A century. That's right. Now, let's see. I have to like refresh my memory now. I have to refresh my memory. So 100 years is a century. All right. So a century. Is my counting right? I'm saying 100 years. Okay. Is a century. All right. Okay, so it takes 100 years, and okay, a century. So we're talking about one century, let's see here. Well, one thousand years. Decade, 10. It says that a decade is 10 years, and and even if decades doesn't mean 10 years, the century doesn't mean 100 years. If a decade is 10 years, is there, no, that's not what I want, is that a period of 1,000 years, so that means is 10, so what I want to say here is this. I'm getting old, so I have to check my accuracy here. How many years makes? How many years make up a million? Okay, so 1,000 years. 2,000 years ago. All right. So I think I get what I'm trying to solve, because I'm not into to Numbers. So I am not so equipped with Numbers, so I have to check, and I will eventually get it out, because I leave school a long time and I don't deal with numbers much, except count some money, little bit of money. So now, what I am saying here is this. Yes? Century. So, a century is 1,000 years, right? So a millennium is 1,000 years, and how many years is a century? 100 years. A century is 100 years. So you have to have 1,000 years to make a millennium, right? So that's okay. So I have it all cleared up now. So listen to me. So these guys are talking about they began to be an ethnicity, a nationality that in classical antiquity from the 2nd century. Right? Mean 100 years from the 2nd century. So that is like 200 years. So yes. So all right, so that's 200 years. 200 years. Only 200 years, since 200 years BC to the 5th century. So down to like 500 years, from 2 to 500 years, there came AD. AD came at 500 years. They came down to AD. So that's where BC stopped, right? In like 1500 years from when they start, they invented AD Anagamani at BC 500. That's basically what I am not understanding here. And AD came to rule large parts of Europe. So when they create, what the point I'm trying to simplify is AD Anno Domini was not designed for African territories. These guys turned criminals and greedy for the better life and begin to use the military that they steal and overthrow the African territories, and with the military, they force the Africans to be citizens of what they call Romans. Horse and saddle from the black people. They thief everything from us to be where they are controlling our world. You don't understand? Where is kingship? They throw out the king of Italy and make a democracy. And over time, Africa helped them. Africa helped them to take over the world. That's what the history proves. All right? So a Europe, and I could see from reading that it cannot be law in African territories. They can't buy dust in African territories with AD Anno Domini. because it doesn't have not even resemblance of law, moreover to be kingship law. And they don't care nothing about the kings and the law codes that are civilized from antiquity and tradition. They don't care nothing about it because they're honest fucking, nonsense. You see what I mean? And all they do every day is try to dress like they're natural civilized people. That's all they do. But see there, they make law, Supreme Court, for them Supreme Court law, not kingship law, for them sodomite law, for married same-sex people. In all of our territories, the black people don't have anywhere to go unless we recognize our own law of kingship and tell these guys to look, find your own roots. Find your own roots because we're going to call on the gods, take care of you. Oh. And everything is there for us to ask them and supplicate to them to invoke, wipe you guys out. That's what is going to happen. All right. So this is it. They're telling us the Near East and not Africa throughout conquest, made during the Romans. Through their time. You hear that? And who are the Romans? It's a question you are to answer. Is them these same people that come to America and kill us, kill off Indians, them, and into Palestine? Are them same ones? They can't get out of saying they are the ones that taught the king and take everything and begin to run the world and become now they have all of our will to talk about their superpower, right? They can't go above the truth. And you see, the good God is on our side, helping us to understand and turn them into idiots. They have no use to themselves.
Jesus Christ, the boy, Jesus Christ. I'm here. right? What's down here? Oh, that one. There. Any?
Have nothing. I will have no one. Adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. You can take her any place she wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, no one must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis on. Who loves you?
Louder than